Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. In the weekend weather from the National Weather Service in La Crosse, we should see this morning's rain continue to taper off. Expect a mostly cloudy afternoon and early evening, a high near 78 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 63. Saturday, a 20% chance of showers after 1 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 80. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 64. And on Sunday, mostly sunny, a high near 83. And in the news, today we continue to review the candidates and issues that will be part of the upcoming August primary elections. Today we'll look once again at the record and campaign of current Democratic Governor Tony Evers, who came to his position in 2019, defeating Republican Scott Walker, who had overcome a recall election and served for two terms. Evers had previously served as the Superintendent of Public Instruction, a position he held for 10 years. Again, today we look at Evers' past record as governor and his continued platform and issues. On gun control, Evers strongly supports universal background checks for gun purchases. He has also supported an Extreme Risk Protection Order Act, commonly known as a red flag law, which would permit loved ones or police to petition to have an individual's guns taken away if a judge deems them at risk to themselves or others. On immigration, Evers supports permitting undocumented immigrants living in Wisconsin to obtain driver's licenses and has called this position common sense. In December 2019, in response to then-President Donald Trump's executive order requiring states consent for refugee resettlement, Evers sent the administration a letter stating that Wisconsin would accept refugees, calling them, quote, part of the fabric of the state, and criticizing Trump's refugee policies as overly cumbersome and inappropriate. In February 2020, Evers sent U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo a letter to ask him to halt negotiations with the government of Laos regarding deportations of Wisconsin's Hmong refugee population, who had previously been protected from deportation due to a long record of human rights violations in Laos. On income taxes, Evers proposed to cut income tax by 10% for Wisconsin's residents who earn less than $100,000 per year and families that earn less than $150,000. He would fund this by raising taxes on manufacturers and farmers with a turnover of over $300,000 per year. Upon signing the state budget for 2021-23, Evers heralded the included tax cut as fulfilling his proposal to cut income taxes by 10%. LGBTQ rights. In June 2019, Evers issued an executive order to fly the rainbow flag at Wisconsin's Capitol building for Pride Month, making it the first time the rainbow flag had ever flown above the Capitol. Marijuana legalization. Having campaigned on his support of cannabis in Wisconsin, Evers announced in January 2019 the inclusion of medical marijuana in a state budget as a first step toward legalization. On February 7th that year, he announced he would propose legalizing recreational marijuana in his 2021-23 biennial budget. On roads and repairs of Wisconsin infrastructure, Evers has cited studies showing that Wisconsin has some of the nation's worst roads. He ran for governor on a promise to focus on improving roads and bridges and has said he is open to imposing a gas tax to fund the projects. Some information for this report came from Wikipedia and other public domain sources. On Monday, we will catch up on state, regional, and local news that occurred this past week, and back again on Tuesday with more primary election coverage. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.